5's needy
or greedy.
All right. Keyword you need today to play needy or greedy if you want some free money is family. Text that with your name to 925-555. Get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. And we'll ask you whether or not you want to be needy or greedy. If you want needy, $92. If you want to be greedy, guess the jackpot. If you are right, all that money, all that cash is all yours. Text family right now along with your name to 925-555. We'll talk to you after the weekend. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
Traffic dies while we are ready.
Where we're
Kiss 92.5, the biggest hits, the best throwbacks. You got Roz and Mocha. Good morning.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Tori! Good morning. Welcome to Needy or Greedy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You know what? Doing great. We got some free money. Could be yours. Would love to hook you up today. Here's how we play Needy or Greedy, ladies and gentlemen.
So you got a choice, Tori. You know that. You can choose to be needy. We'll give you $92. Game's over. Or you can choose to be greedy. And if you want to do that, you got to try and guess the jackpot, the exact number dollar figure right now sitting in the jackpot. We can tell you this. 5 o'clock yesterday was the last time we had somebody try and guess it. That guess was $1,456. They were wrong. The jackpot is lower. Tori, what are you going to do? You're going to be needy or are you going to be greedy?
I think I'm going to have to be needy because I couldn't listen yesterday.
No problem. What are you going to do with the cash? $92. Super easy.
My 8-year anniversary is coming up, so hey, I might go and, thank you. I might go and get him something nice.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. Well, hang on the line. We'll give you that cash, okay?
Thank you so much.
That's exactly how Needy or Greedy is played. Family is the keyword that you need to text along with your name to 925-555. Every hour till 6 p.m. is when we play. Next game play, 9 o'clock.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
On Kiss 92.5.
For all the times that you rain on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't wanna hold back. Maybe you should know that. My mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. I never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Text Roz and Mocha.
Text 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Josh, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Mocha and Roz, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Okay, Josh texted this. I'm never taking Roz's advice again. I got completely roasted last night. What happened?
Oh, brother. So I listen to you guys all the time. New podcast, old podcast. I don't know if this was on a retro podcast or something from episode 21 or something. But Roz had said to, now that it's getting to the colder weather, to take your razor or your trimmer and take your leg hair down to absolutely zero.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel that different. But the moment I had walked out of the bathroom, my wife took a look at me and immediately bit her bottom lip in disgust. From the office. She's like, damn. Oh my, I married a woman. So, I said, no, that's not what it is. Apparently it's supposed to feel great. Well, here we are the next day and I'm wearing my pants. It doesn't feel that different. And now my wife thinks I'm gross.
My man. Yeah, that's so funny, dude.
I'm still a huge believer in that. It's the same thing with your arms too. If you trim down all your arm hair, and then you put like a long sleeve light shirt on over top, your arms feel so
good. Maybe that's the mistake you made. You only shaved your legs. You only trimmed your leg hair and not your arm hair. Like it didn't look so even.
Are you a hairy guy?
My legs, yes. The rest of my body, not terribly hairy. I mean, I don't have hair on my back like Maury, but
yeah,
I don't anymore.
When you went to shave, like trim up your legs, did you trim up everywhere else just to like even it out?
Well, I started on the top of my thigh because I thought that kind of looked a little unruly, and then I looked at my leg and I'm like, well, now it looks like I'm wearing like, you know,
hair socks,
short,
yeah,
like you know, right at mid thighs. I'm like, okay, well, might as well do the rest of my leg. And so I went down to my knee and then all the way down to the ankle. I'm like, oh, okay. You know, this doesn't look that bad. But, yeah, my wife thinks otherwise.
And how was it doing the back of your legs?
The back of my calf was reasonably okay. But trying to get the back of my thigh, yeah. I nearly broke my back in the bathroom.
Tough. It's
damn,
tough.
Man.
That's man's work.
And what did you do? Were you in front of the mirror, like just in the bathroom, or were you like in the tub, in the shower?
No, I was standing in the tub. I'm not trying to have all that all over the
Why
floor.
Can't you walk out, and if your wife gives you that look like she's disgusted, why can't you say, babes, listen, this makes me feel sexy? Why can't you say that?
Maybe because I wasn't trying to do it to look sexy. I was trying to do it to make my legs feel nice and some tight pants the next day.
Hey, Josh, really quick, let me just pause for 1 second because your wife thinks you're gross. I think Maria might think you're gross too because you have this look on your face right now, Maria. What's going through your mind hearing Josh's story?
Yeah, don't shave your legs ever again.
It's not shaving. It's trimming down.
You're basically shaving your legs. Your legs should not be more shaved than mine.
What business is it of yours?
I'm just saying, if my boyfriend came out after shaving his legs, I'd be like, go back in there and put it back on your legs.
What if your boyfriend said, don't shave anything?
I'd say, you're gross. I'm going to.
There you go. Okay. So you mind your business, right? With your lady hair?
Listen, I'm with Joshua's wife on this.
Us men take care of our men hair.
The only men who should be shaving their legs are athletes because it's aerodynamic. That is it.
Okay. Here we go.
TikTok fact.
Here we go.
Yo, Josh, sorry you're gross, bro.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well.
Before we let you go, between Ross and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Yeah.
You know, I've been back and forth a lot over the years.
Yeah.
Roz.
Wow. Don't tell your wife we talked, okay?
Dude! Why would you say Roz? He made you gross!
I didn't make you gross!
He made me gross, but you know, he has a lot of other good advice in other areas, but yeah, not taking hygiene advices from Roz anymore. Like, I'm going to wash my hair more often than him, that's for sure.
Okay, shut up, first of all. I still stand by this advice. I still stand by, take your razor, put it on the lowest setting, get rid of that leg hair at least once in your life, put a pair of loose pants on, you are going to feel dynamite for the first 24 hours. It is like you got brand new legs. You're like Forrest Gump.
Just don't do it if you're single.
Brand new legs. Brand new legs.
Love you, Josh.
Love you, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Just a heartbroken, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxi slipping.
Friday night, let me take you out. Show downtown what it's all about. Something kinda like we used to do. Break out the heels, break out the dress. As beautiful as when we first met. I wonder why I felt so off you. Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the streets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing to me. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you. PJ's on and your hair's a mess. It's out of you that I love the best. Ain't no other place I'd rather be. Kiss those lips and hold your hand. I wouldn't trade places with Superman. Yeah, I'm on top of the world when you're next to me. Gonna love you so right. Girl, let's do what shadows do in the night. Let's get lost in the sheets. Yeah, you know just what you're doing. Don't you know that I love waking up next to you, waking up next to you. Spend my whole life in love, waking up next to you, waking up next to you, waking up next to you.
The Roz and Mocha Show
on KISS.
Maury and Maria, please grab your pencils.
But do I need paper?
No.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, hold on.
What else would you do? They're scrambling.
I don't think they even.
Oh my God, are you guys serious? Maria, you have your book right there.
I know, but I lost my.
What do you need? You need a pen? A marker?
Where did my pen? Yeah. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Now I'm pissed off. That was a good pen. Where'd it go?
Yeah. Yeah.
Girl.
You know what? These two, Maury and Maria right now, are the two. I'm going to get you both shirts that read, simply read, is this going to be on the test?
I found it.
Okay.
Here's your pen back.
Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. There are two ducks in front of two ducks behind two ducks, and two ducks in between. What is the minimum number of ducks?
First of all, preface, mouth question. That's a little excessive to just throw it at me.
Mouth question?
Math question!
Oh. Jeez, sounded like I thought you said mouth question as well.
Okay. No.
Can you just say it again?
And slower?
What do you mean, what was it? What else was it gonna be?
I don't know, like maybe trivia.
There are two ducks in front of two ducks behind two ducks, and two ducks in between. What is the minimum number of ducks?
So two ducks in front of something?
Repeat slower.
What do you say? What do you think it is?
Two ducks in front of two ducks that are behind two ducks that are in between a duck.
Maria, what do you think it is?
Two ducks in front of two ducks in between two ducks, and two ducks behind two ducks.
Okay, there are two ducks in front of two ducks.
Yeah, Shem in the other room. Okay. Shem just shaking his head back and forth.
Two ducks. There are two ducks in front of.
You know the answer, right? Cheesecake?
I do.
There are two ducks in front of two ducks behind two ducks, and two ducks in between. What is the minimum number of ducks?
Oh, I think I added an extra pair of ducks.
No, you cannot allow.
No, I think when I was writing it down, I added more ducks.
Okay.
Six ducks?
Pause. Is that your answer? We're going to wait for Maury to buzz in.
Well, I'm on the fence.
Okay.
Two ducks.
Two ducks in front of two ducks behind. I have a hard time drawing a duck.
Okay. I don't know why you're drawing ducks over there.
Hey, nobody asked you to draw ducks. Required.
Two ducks in front of
what is your answer, Maury? What is your answer?
Two ducks in the middle. Maury, I'm going to go with six.
We need an answer.
Six.
Maria, your answer is six. Both of you are incorrect.
Can you repeat, but please go slow this time.
Yes, no problem.
That's what she said.
There are two ducks in front of two ducks. There are two ducks behind two ducks. Mm-hmm. And two ducks in between. What is the minimum number of ducks?
Zero.
Eight.
Oh. One of you answered. Who answered eight? Who answered eight?
Maria.
No, you're both wrong.
Oh, I even drew a little diagram.
It was so
over there.
But look, I had a diagram of the two ducks.
You drew ducks too.
I put circles for ducks.
Okay.
One more time.
Oh, no, okay. Please. Okay. Draw this as I'm saying it. Okay. Both of you, Marie and Maury, draw this as I'm saying this.
Yes.
There are two ducks in front of two ducks. Two ducks behind two ducks. And two ducks in between. What is the minimum number of ducks?
Four.
Maria.
Two ducks in front of two ducks. Two ducks behind. Five.
One of you is right.
Is it me?
There are two ducks in front of two ducks.
If I'm wrong, that's going to be really bad.
There are two ducks in front of two ducks behind two ducks, and two ducks in between.
Five ducks.
What is the minimum number of ducks?
Roz, the answer is?
One of you is right. Who wants to change their answer?
I do.
No, I'm going to stick with
Maura,
my
you're
five
changing your answer?
Duck diagram.
I said four. I'm staying with four.
One of you has to change your answer. One is right
and
one
is
wrong.
No, I'm sticking with my five ducks. I'm confident here because there's two in between.
Wow.
The correct answer is?
Four.
Don't finish that word, Maria.
But how? There's two ducks.
Quickly, Roz, explain. Quickly explain.
Maria, they're all in a row. They're all in a line.
But I drew the ducks.
You got two ducks in front of two ducks.
You drew them wrong.
Two ducks behind two ducks and two ducks in between. They're all.
Oh,
right?
Because it's the god.
Okay, you got.
Does anyone want to see my drawing of a duck?
You really got it, Maria?
No, I do because now I'm looking at my circle ducks and the two are in between.
Yeah.
What the duck?
Yeah.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.
Kiss 92.5.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with the eyes. I don't wanna call it.
Mocha's hell of a story.
My mom was during the day. She was cleaning the house. Everyone else was just out and about. And all of a sudden, from a distance as she was mopping the floor, she hears the slightest tick on the floor, but just slight enough to catch her attention.
Mm-hmm.
She looks. She says, that's weird. There's something small in the corridor area. She looks. Doesn't she see, and I swear to God, she sees a nail, a fresh human nail with skin and fresh blood still attached to it. She starts freaking out. She's like, what the heck is this?
Roz and Mocha's hell of a story. Catch the whole thing tomorrow morning at 7:30
on KISS 92.5. Taylor Swift's here with the Eras Tour.
My name's Taylor.
And not a single ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Have you been caught up in the hustle and bustle of the fall season and completely forgot to book your winter escape? Well, redtag.ca is here to save the day because it's not too late to book your vacay with massive savings.
Yeah, their pre-Black Friday blowout sale is on right now with savings of up to 65%. Ooh. Plus, you'll automatically be entered for a chance to win back your trip up to $5,000. You can also still use the exclusive promo code KISS for additional savings of up to $300.
Book today at redtag.ca/KISS. Certain conditions apply. Redtag.ca celebrating 20 years.
Amazon Black Friday week is here with up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion like slippers to missile their toes. Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
Black Friday is on now at Sport Check. Save up to 60% on winter jackets, shoes, equipment, electronics, and more from the brands you love. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Say it with sport this holiday season.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Perfect vision is what we're here for.
You won't believe this. Vogue Optical has 50% off every frame.
Wait, hold up. Even the designer ones?
Every single frame.
Whoa, this sale is too good to pass up.
So what are you waiting for? Swing by Vogue Optical and use up those optical benefits before the end of the year. See store for details.
Vogue Optical, where you're saving Paris free.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper, but never, never blue. Because with Subaru symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Walmart is the number one place to save on groceries. That's why you can save 50% on a fresh pint of blueberries. Now just $2.44. That's over $2 in savings. Shop more low prices today at Walmart.
Our Black Friday sale is on right now at Wine Rack, and we're serving up the lowest prices, so you can save up to $4 on a wide selection of your favorite wines, like great-tasting Jackson Triggs, Bodacious, and Saintly. Plus, why not discover and save $3 on new exclusives like Boo, European-inspired blends from France, Italy, and Spain? So why not head to Wine Rack and save big on quality wines at a great price? Wine Rack, in your neighborhood, local grocery store, and at winerack.com.
Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly. See store for details.
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, 10 of men, The protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tena Men. Discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Kiss 92.5,
home of the Roz and Mocha Show,
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Yo, Corey, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey.
Corey Texan said, if you give me the opportunity, I think I can be the closest candidate to Roz for announcing the news.
Oh, wow.
Yo, big words, my man, big words.
Oh, I didn't expect this call.
a lot of people have reached out and have been on the radio and thought that they could challenge or step in or, like, flex their skills.
Yeah.
Some people are great. Some aren't.
There's a lot of people who come in here with a lot of, like, moxie, a lot of bravado, a lot of ego. Huh. And oftentimes they screw something up. So I will say to you, before you start, before you try to intro the news, go through it in your head. Do a quick little rehearsal just so you don't screw up one of the basics.
Okay.
What do you think people get wrong, first of all, if you think that you're so good?
I think a lot of people don't have that tone for it.
I gotcha. Okay. All right.
Tone. All right.
Okay.
Corey, anytime you're ready, brother.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the news!
Wow! I don't know, guys. Okay. I'm
just clapping.
I'm impressed.
Wow. He even got pretty the good. News.
Yeah, wow. Pretty good. Everyone in the room's clapping. Rhea clapping. Shem's clapping.
Okay. Damn, Roy,
like I think
I was less impressed than all you guys.
Oh, you were?
I was.
Why? Where did Corey go wrong?
The beginning.
Really?
Yeah, I think you were boring at the beginning with the question part.
Oh, so a little more oomph in the question.
Yeah, like, because what I do is I go like this. Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
See, there's always like a thing to it. Yeah, you were
He adds character to it.
Yeah, you went, hey, Mocha. Are you ready?
No, but I think that's his, like, his persona, though.
I know. It just, to me, it felt a little flat off the top. So, try one more time. Give the beginning a little zhuzh.
Hey, Mocha.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Let's do the news!
Hey! Love that. Love you, Corey. Have a great day.
I love you. Are you going to ask me who's the favorite?
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Hands down, Roz.
There we go. My bro.
Disappointment.
Stop. We're going to do this.
A Roz and Mocha Show and Kiss 92.5 News Break.
Delivered by Pizza Pizza. Try Pizza Pizza's new 20-inch Raptors Mega Slice. A mega slice for mega fans.
Can I just really quick, Roz, update everyone on what the current jackpot prize that someone could take home with the 50-50 fortune food for kids?
Yeah.
$143,920.
Wow.
That could go to one
That's
person.
That's amazing. Wow.
So thank you to the Roz and Mocha Romos, the flaming Romos out there who showed up and are heading to our website, kiss925.com, or who are texting money to 925555 to grab that link to donate. Wonderful cause. Food for kids. That's exactly what they do, is providing healthy, nutritious food for kids, not only every day of the week.
Yeah.
Like school week, but weekends, summer break, all that stuff. They are looking for help. You guys are showing up to help out. Current prize, $143,920, could be yours. Also, the early bird prize, Taylor Swift concert tickets, we're giving those away tomorrow on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Huge. Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, their burglaries that happened at their houses while they were away playing a game, you didn't really know whether it was like just some football fan or whatever, but now security experts and people who are going deep into this story say that the people who robbed them were actually part of a very sophisticated cartel.
What?
So they say this is a sophisticated operation. It's not some guy going down to the local pawn shop afterwards. That is a security expert, Mike Barbieri. The spree of robberies appears to be connected to a highly intelligent crime group, and sources say that police believe the robbers are involved with South American crime rings. This conclusion comes after burglars were spotted robbing another house near where Mahomes and Kelce live, taking over $500,000 in jewelry. Apparently, when they hit Travis's house, they got his first Super Bowl jersey.
Oh, no!
So that's gone.
But you can't go and sell that stuff now, because then you'll be outed.
They'll sell it to somebody who'll never make themselves public.
Like on the dark web.
Yeah. Other professional athletes were also targeted in Minneapolis and Milwaukee. But how? How do they get the intel on these homes? Mm-hmm. So one security expert says anybody that's had their home worked on recently and then miraculously had it burglarized, you can draw a very interesting conclusion from that. Some of the people that were on the job site may know people in these cartels and may be selling the information. Information of how to get in, where stuff is, yada.
There, I'm not going to say where this happened.
Yeah.
But I was told of a robbery that took place recently. And it was an inside job on a construction site of a certain type of building where the person who worked on the construction site stayed there overnight. and ripped out millions of dollars worth of copper.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Inside job.
It's always the way. It's crazy. Earlier in the show today, we were talking about Saturday night's main event, which Saturday night's main event was a WWE show in the 80s where every now and then when Saturday Night Live was off the air, Saturday night's main event would happen at 11:30 and it was always like big matches and stuff. It was great.
Yeah, I read about that.
I had no idea, but WWE is bringing Saturday night's main event back.
Yeah, this year.
I had no idea. The first one is happening like soon.
Like on network TV?
On NBC.
Really?
Yeah, it's not going to be at 11:30. It's going to be at 8 p.m. They're going to do multiple Saturday night's main event through 2025. The big one leading up to WrestleMania. So it'll be like the week before WrestleMania happens.
Yeah.
The first one is Long Island and goes down on December 14th, 8 p.m. The finals of the WWE Women's United States Championship Tournament will happen at Saturday night's main event. There's also a rumor that Cody Rhodes versus Kevin Owens will happen.
Oh, I don't know who they are. Such an amazing match.
Also, Gunther versus Damian Priest is supposed to happen.
Yo, what do you think? Who's going to win that one, Maria? You're a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah, Gunther.
Yeah. I know.
Because she forgot. She forgot the other guy's name.
Yeah, couldn't.
But they did say that the shows are going to lean heavily into the nostalgia. So the logo's the same.
Oh, the neon lights.
The music is going to be the same.
I'm here for the music. This song's cool. I like this song.
So they're going to lean heavily into nostalgia for Saturday night's main event this year.
I'll finally get to enjoy.
Are the costumes going to kind of go back?
Costumes?
Yeah.
The things they
were. Yeah, it's fine. You guys can discuss this on your own time, Maria.
Costumes. Maria.
Okay.
So disrespectful.
Okay, yeah.
How dare you?
Don't do that. What sleeping position is the best sleeping position? So we all know that the way you sleep, how much you sleep.
When my eyes are closed for longer than 45 minutes.
Where you sleep. These all play a significant role in your overall health and sleep quality. Although there isn't one perfect position, some sleeping positions may be more beneficial for certain health issues.
On your back.
I'll go through some of these here with you. Side sleepers. So this is not curled up in a little ball. This is just on your side, sort of hands under your head or one arm under the pillow.
Okay.
Side sleeping is the most common sleeping position, according to experts, with more than 60% of adults preferring this position. It's also considered to be the healthiest. So side sleeping.
That's what I do.
Side sleeping is the healthiest.
Any side sleepers here?
Anybody sleep on the side?
But I curl up.
Do you?
So I'll get to the
I fall asleep on my back though.
So do I.
And then when I wake up.
Sleeping on your back's like the worst for you.
No, but I fall asleep on my back and then when I wake up, I'm on my side. So at some point I switch.
So, also left side or right side? Damn it, Maury, left side or right side?
My right arm is on the bed.
So your right side.
So your right side. Yes.
Okay.
You still look confused, bro.
That would be the right side. People who have acid reflux or are pregnant may benefit from sleeping on their left side, while people who have cardiac issues may prefer sleeping on their right side.
I find that if I sleep on my left, my heart hurts.
Well, then there you go. I would see a physician about that.
Yeah.
No, I just roll over.
Stomach sleepers. Any stomach sleepers?
Yep. Oh, my Lord. That's me. Hurts.
That's you, Shemmy?
That's me. No pillow.
For the most part, sleeping on your stomach is generally not the healthiest position because it puts added stress on your neck and spine and raise your risk of aches and pains.
But Shem said on his stomach with no pillow.
Yeah.
That's how Catherine sleeps too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a dead body.
Yeah.
I tuck a pillow under my arm.
Okay. Yeah.
That makes sense. Under your arm?
Yeah.
7% of adults are stomach sleepers. They show a lot of people, by the way, too, who put like a pillow. If you're sleeping on your stomach, they put a pillow like by their pelvis, right? And then for people who sleep on the side, some people tuck it between their thighs.
Yeah. I said that. Sorry.
house. Oh, yeah.
These are the best positions to sleep in, by the way.
Your girl don't come over enough, huh?
Wow. Wow. Back sleeping.
You know what I'm saying?
So embarrassing.
Sleeping on your back, which is usually the healthiest posture for the spine, may help relieve chronic neck and back pain, according to the Mayo Clinic. And it's more a breathable position because your face is pointing upward and it allows your skin and your diaphragm to fully expand, which can reduce nasal congestion. You got to get on your back, Shem.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying a word.
Fetal sleeping. This is you, Maria. This
That's
is how
me.
You sleep. Fetal sleeping. Sleeping in the fetal position refers to when you lie on your side and then you raise your knees up like high to your chest. They say more than 4 out of 10 people prefer sleeping in this position, particularly women who are twice as likely as men to sleep curled up on their side, according to experts. The fetal position offers relief for those suffering from back pain, and it takes pressure off the spine.
There you go. And you just finished saying you got back pain.
I haven't got back pain.
Now, they do say, though, the cons of sleeping in the fetal position is that it can cause discomfort in the neck, back, and knees. It may worsen pain for people who have herniated discs or arthritis, and the risk of neck and shoulder pain increases while sleeping in the fetal position.
Yeah, sometimes I wake up and my neck is a little stiff, but I'm comfortable.
Right. So what did we learn? Shemmy, get on your back. That's Maury, that is your right side.
So embarrassing.
One more of the news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On KISS 92.5.
I go dancing. Same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends. I pray to God that he don't show second chances. They all ended long ago. But I wear this makeup. And gaze for makeup. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. We're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. We're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It's 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or take a chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On KISS 92.5.
Where do you find your go-to festive favorites? At Metro, of course.
Get high-quality meat like boneless, skinless chicken breast for just $4.66 per pound. But only until November 27th at your go-to Metro or online at metro.ca.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
We've got a big beauty week ahead of us.
I'm so ready. Sephora Cyber Week sales are major.
They're beyond. Different brands are 30% off every day.
I know. I'm so excited to save on Youth to the People, Anastasia Beverly Hills, Bondi Boost, and more.
And all my faves are half off on Black Friday.
50% off select beauty? Sign me up.
It's Sephora's best week ever.
Starting November 24th, don't miss daily deals all week long. Plus, up to 50% off top beauty brands. Exclusions and terms apply. Offers end December 2nd. Shop in-store or online at Sephora.ca.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookie is here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
Get early access to Black Friday prices now at The Brick. And on Friday, November 22nd, for one day only, we're releasing even more Black Friday deals. Get 65% off sofas when you buy the matching love seat or chair. Up to 30% off sectionals and recliners. Up to 30% off bedroom, dining, and home entertainment furniture. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to an extra $300 off major kitchen appliances. Some exclusions apply. See in store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Light up Black Friday with Freedom Mobile and get 50 gigs to use in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico for just $35 a month for 18 months. Plus, get a one-time gift of 5 gigs of Roam Beyond data. Conditions apply. Details at freedommobile.ca.
Save big at Shoppers Drug Mart's Black Friday Super Sale. Shop November 22nd to 29th and enjoy big savings on the products you love. Plus, open your PC Optimum app, shop your offer, scan, and earn 20,000 points. That's a $20 value. So whether you're shopping for the holidays or your favorites, you'll find really great deals throughout the store, especially since we've dropped prices on hundreds of everyday essentials. Head to Shoppers Drug Mart for the Black Friday Super Sale. Save big, leave happy. Conditions apply. Details in store.
Healthy Planet's Black Friday Super Sale is on right now. Save up to 60% on your favorite brands like Natural Factors. Plus, buy any Benefits by Nature product from superfoods to pantry items and earn 10 times the points. That's 10 healthy points for every dollar spent. And that's not all. Sign up in-store to become a new Healthy Points member and earn 1,000 points. That is $10 off your next purchase. Visit Healthy Planet today through December 4th and save big. Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop with everyday value.
Black Friday is on now at Sport Chek. Save up to 60% on winter jackets, shoes, equipment, electronics, and more from the brands you love. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Say it with sport this holiday season.
Shop Black Friday deals at PetSmart. From November 21st to 27th, buy one, get one 50% off dog and cat treats. Save 20% on all Hill's Science diet food. Plus, save $3 on all Arm & Hammer cat litter. Shop more incredible deals in-store and online at PetSmart.ca.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
To grow, baby, I don't want to grow too old before my time. Not as young, the moonlight's wasting. Living for our city, and it's Friday night. So dance like Michael and sing like Whitney
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
The game is real simple. You get on the radio with us, the Roz and Mocha Show, and we're going to ask you whether you want to be needy or greedy. If you choose needy, we'll give you $92. It happened this morning on our show less than an hour ago. Or if you want to be greedy, just take a guess as to what's in the jackpot. You got to be precise, though. If you are right, you'll get that money. We're going to play needy or greedy in a couple of minutes. Family is the keyword that you need to text in along with your first and last name right now to 925-555, and we'll talk to you after Greedy from Tate McRae. It's Kiss 92.5. Good morning.
I said, are you serious? I try, but I can't figure out. I've been next to you all night and still don't know what you're about. You keep talking, but not much coming out your mouth. Can't you tell that I want you? I say,
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy.
Hello, it's the Roz and Mocha Show. What is your name?
Eric.
Who?
Eric.
Where are you right now, bro?
Brampton.
Big up, Brampton. Be big safe up, out there. Up. Be careful out there, man. Some wild stuff happening in Brampton lately.
Oh, I know.
All right, Eric in Brampton, the game is needy or greedy. You got two choices right now. If you want to be needy, then we'll give you $92. If you want to be greedy, you got to guess what the dollar amount is in the jackpot. If you're right, we'll give you that cash. But here's some information for you before you tell us what you want to do.
We got to go back to all the way to 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon before we had a legit guess, because we were talking to Tori on with us at 8 o'clock this morning, and she was needy. Before that, the other caller was needy. The last guess at this jackpot was 1,456. That guess was wrong, and the jackpot is lower. So, Eric, are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I'm going to be greedy.
There we go.
There you go. All right, Eric, what is your greedy guess?
I'm going to do 948.
$948.
Is that just a number you randomly selected, or did you?
Yeah, first thing that came to my head.
Okay, right. Fair enough.
See if you're right, man.
All right, sounds good.
Eric in Brampton with the guess of $948. That ain't it, dog.
Higher.
Okay, I appreciate the call. I'm a big fan of you guys. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, we appreciate brother. You. Between Thank Roz you. And Mocha, who's your favorite?
Roz. Roz is my favorite. Sorry, Mocha.
Why? Who cares? You don't have to apologize. You're allowed to have a favorite, man.
Yeah, Roz is my boy.
Yeah, it looks like him.
Hey, Roz, you should go and visit Eric out in Brampton.
Honestly, Eric, the only reason why I know that we're talking to Eric because I had to write it down. There's no way I would have remembered.
That's your man's right there.
Yeah. Homies for life, right? Right?
Oh, Eric? Yeah, homies for life, brother.
Yeah.
You forgot his name already. I closed the window. It's written down. Yo, Eric, appreciate you, dog. Have a good day.
You too, brother. Take care, guys.
Family is the keyword. You need to text in with your name to 925-555 if you want to play Needy or Greedy next gameplay, 10 a.m.
It's Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
Gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Back on.
To say, why do you always say it to us?
Here we go. Time for today's DM deep dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right. In the DMs, Jem says, Maria, have you ever heard of the Facebook groups called Are We Dating the Same Guy with a Different Location?
Oh,
well, I think my city has a Roz doppelganger and he was spotted and posted in the group. I took a screenshot if you'd like to see it.
Oh,
yes.
So I'm going to send it in the group right now.
Does it say which city, though?
It does.
Oh,
okay.
Which city?
It's Sudbury.
Sudbury, oh. Ontario.
Sudbury, Ontario. Okay. So I'm going to send it. It's, I think it, here we go.
Okay.
Let's
see. So there's somebody in... Oh, shut up.
I haven't got it yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Just stop.
That's incredible.
Hold on.
And the hat.
Welcome in. Oh, my gosh.
It looks like him.
Somebody come to my defense. Maury, come to my defense.